I'm WUWM's Angelina Mosier Salazar. Milwaukee voters broke a lot of records during the Wisconsin spring election this month, such as casting an unprecedented number of absentee ballots and, of course, voting during a global public health crisis. Voters also made history by electing Milwaukee's first Black county executive and city attorney, and the first Latina and openly bisexual alderwoman. This week, I'm talking to those three individuals. Yesterday, we heard from County Executive-elect David Crowley, and today, we meet new 8th District Alderwoman Jocasta Zamarripa, who previously served in the state legislature. We talked shortly after she was sworn in a special ceremony in her district on the South Side.
Thank you so much, Angelina, for being here as we document and commemorate a symbolic moment, but also a moment which is a very difficult time, right, in our country and in our world as we deal with this pandemic.
Why are we here at Mitchell Park?
Well, we're here at Mitchell Park because we didn't have the usual pomp and circumstance at City Hall because of COVID-19 and folks needing to stay safer at home. And so City Milwaukee Clerk offered to do an in-district ceremonial swearing-in someplace outdoors, safe with limited participation by the public. And folks pulled up in their cars here in the parking lot of the Mitchell Park Domes and watched me get sworn in by the Milwaukee City Clerk today in a historic moment with, again, the first Latina and first out openly LGBTQ member of the Common Council.
You have said that this is a historic moment. How does it feel?
I feel very humbled and appreciative. We sent it out very limited invite. We didn't know what it would look like. But folks came. I want to say we had 20 cars pull up and wish me well and allow me to hold up my signs that said, one said thank you and one said muchísimas gracias. I am very appreciative to the people of my 8th aldermanic district on Milwaukee's near South Side who went to great, great lengths to cast their vote, whether they voted for me or not. I am so appreciative to each and every one of them, and I hope that I can earn everyone's support in the end when they see how hard I work as our next alderwoman.
Alderwoman Zamarripa, you mentioned how you are making history twofold with this race as the first Latina woman and as the first openly bisexual woman to serve on the Milwaukee's Common Council. What message does this send to young Latinas, young members of the LGBTQ community?
My hope as the first Latina woman, as the first out openly LGBTQ member of the Common Council, my hope is that it'll send a message to our young people that they can do this too. I can be who I am and I can be authentic and I can be myself and I can run and win elected office, whether it's as alderwoman or state senator or governor, that they too are absolutely a viable candidate to run for office one day. And I hope that I'm that inspiration for them.
There's been aldermen who are Latinos. So there's been Latino representation in the Common Council. How important is it that it's a Latina representing in the Common Council?
Yes, and I certainly don't mean to take anything away from the Latino alders that we have had thus far, but it is very important to highlight the fact that today we swore in the most women ever to serve on the Milwaukee Common Council, the largest city in the great state of Wisconsin. That is important for women and girls to hear. And so it is important that we celebrate the first Latina woman, just as it's important that we celebrate the first LGBTQ alder on the Common Council. I have tried for many years, I've helped other out candidates try to run and win a position on the City Common Council, and it never happened. So this is long overdue.
That was Milwaukee's new 8th District Alderwoman, Jocasta Zamarripa. She is the first Latina and openly out member of the LGBTQ community to be elected to the Common Council. You can hear a longer version of our conversation on today's Lake Effect. And tomorrow morning, we'll meet Herman Spencer, who was elected as Milwaukee's first Black city attorney. Angelina Mosier Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.